My name is Jim Rome. Great to have you here. Hope you had a good weekend and hope your day and week are off to a good start. Nice to have you here. Program brought to you by Quicken Loans. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. All right, full show for you today. I've got an interview coming up next segment. Chris Haynes, an NBA insider for Yahoo Sports, is joining us then. I've got two interviews in hour number three. So the middle of the program is open for you. 1-800-636-8686. Start dialing. Whatever you want to hit on is fine. I know a lot of you want to talk about Smackoff 25. You know the nature of that thing, right? We build it up for weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks. We finally get it. We do it. We announce the winner. We interview the winner. And then we go away for the weekend. And then the conversation continues on social. But I'm back here right now. So if you want to recap that, you want to talk about that, I'm here for it. 1-800-636-8686. Follow me on Twitter at Jim Rome. Email me at Rome, R-O-M-E, at haveatake.com. I've got Chris Haynes coming up next segment. Top of hour number three, former MLB great Jim Thome. Also in hour number three. In fact, we'll do these interviews back to back. Giants catcher Stephen Vogt. So Chris Haynes, next segment, second hour is wide open. Jim Thome and Stephen Vogt coming up in hour number three. Podcast tomorrow, Bob Costas is my guest there. Monday is an ATP day. All right, you have your telephone number, you know where to find me. Let me start with this. June 21st is the summer solstice. And you know what that means, right? Yes, it's the longest day of the year, but it's also time for NBA free agency billboards, arguably the best time of the year. And there are already two of those in SoCal, and of course they're aimed at Kawhi Leonard. According to Andrew Greif of the LA Times, there's a King of the North, King of SoCal billboard, and there is a California license plate with Kawhi on it. So I'm not sure you've seen these yet. If you haven't, you're not missing anything. Let's be real. They're not the most creative billboards I've ever seen. In fact, they might be the least creative billboards I've ever seen. Trust me, Kawhi is not looking up from his booze and his dessert to check out those boards. Fact. Then according to my guest, who's coming up next segment, Chris Haynes, he is planning to opt out and become a free agent. Also pretty procedural. We knew that was going to happen. And since that's going to happen, you know what that really means, right? It means Kawhi is going to be a Clipper. Those Clipper bros will be so fired up. Turn up. Love you guys. Awesome.
Turn up. Love you guys. Awesome.
Especially when somebody recently tweeted out photos of Kawhi allegedly at a Home Depot. Allegedly buying boxes. Allegedly. And immediately, Raptor fans started freaking out. Like, Kawhi is buying boxes? No!
No!
No one buys boxes unless they're moving. He's out of here. He's already bounced. He's jamming us. He must be moving. Quick, get some D-listers together. And a weatherman. And Drake. We have to drop a Please Stay Kawhi track. Stat. Seriously, tracking Home Depot boxes, that is some next level stuff right there. Tracking plane flights is so early 2000s. People are now snapping up pics of guys picking up boxes. That is next level. I mean, people need to know. And if you need real intel, where do you go to get it? Freaking Home Depot. That's smart. That's real. That's the Kawhi alarm right there. He's gone. That's real. And so is the freak out when those photos hit. Yeah, because Kawhi Leonard, two-time NBA champion and a man worth millions and millions of dollars, is going to pack his own boxes and move himself from Canada to LA. You know, like a kid moving out of a dorm in college. Yeah, because that makes sense. Look, I don't know what this guy is doing. I don't know why he's buying boxes. But knowing Kawhi as I do, which is to say that I don't know him at all, he might be buying boxes for millions of different reasons. And one of the reasons might just be to mess with all of you After all, it is the same guy who was in on the joke about his laugh, and he dropped that on everybody at the parade. And then there is this part of the report from Chris Haynes. Quote, Leonard 27 is believed to be seriously considering re-signing with the Raptors, sources say, end quote. So, he might be staying in Toronto after all. The amazing thing to me about Kawhi's free agency is that it starts in less than a week, and nobody has any idea what this guy's going to do. There have been exactly zero leaks about his plans. And in today's day and age, that's borderline impossible. The media, the fans, other teams, they've been all over Kawhi and his plans for months, and yet nobody knows. The guy plays his cards so close to his vest, they're stuck in his ribs. Honestly, the fact that it's such a secret is amazing. Kawhi keeping all of this quiet is almost more impressive than anything he's done on the court. So, let me say the following. I don't know what Kawhi is going to do, because nobody does. But, I know what he should do. And that's stay right where he is. I mean, easy for me to say, from thousands of miles away and having absolutely no idea what his life is like there, what makes him happy or motivated. But it sure seems like he's already in the perfect spot. Don't get me wrong. I'm a SoCal native. He's a SoCal native. SoCal is awesome. The Clippers have this energy about them right now. And notice we're talking about the Clippers and not the Lakers. Because the Clippers have a legitimate shot at him, and the Lakers don't. I mean, let's be real about that. But when you look at the Clippers, what do you see? You see a team who's got something good going on right now. A team that battled in the second half of the season and in their series with Golden State. You can see why a superstar would want to join Doc Rivers and those players. But to me, Kawhi is in a pretty damn cool spot right now. He's coming off an amazing season. He's worshipped in Toronto and pretty much all of Canada. It's a tremendous organization around him. It's an incredible front office led by Masai Ujiri. Great, great coaching staff. A deep roster with some young talent that feels like it's only going to get better. It's an amazing fan base. It's a great, great city. Oh, and he is a world champion again. And the organization and the coaching staff did an amazing job in dealing with his load management. They managed his minutes perfectly to allow him to come back from injury and remain fresh for the postseason. Again, I've got no idea what's in this guy's head or what's in this guy's heart. There probably aren't three people on the planet who do. But I know this. He's in the right spot. And I don't think there's a better place for him. Again, that organization, the coaching staff, and the roster are so good that Kawhi was able to come in and do his thing from the outset. They didn't need a season to adjust. They didn't need a season to get up to speed. They got up to speed in a hurry. And there is no guarantee that he can replicate that anyplace else. Oh, and one more thing. The Jack. There is that. They can offer him an additional year and $50 million more than anybody else can. Listen, I understand that if anybody may not be all about the paper, it's probably this guy. But $50 million is $50 million. And I don't see too many people leaving that kind of money on the table. But again, it's not just the money. It's the money and the fact that there really is not a better situation out there for him than the one he has right now. His call, his life, his legacy. But if I were him, I'm going to take that max contract and stay where I'm worshipped and where I just won a world championship and with an organization that gets me. What do you think this guy's going to do? What do you think that this guy should do? What's going to happen? Chris Haynes had that story. He'll join me in about 10 minutes from right now. 1-800-636-8686. All right, some other topics today. How about the Mets? The New York Mets are at it again. The New York Mets are at it again. What's it? The Mets doing Mets things. And on a lot of other days, I could have led with that too. So I'll get to that a little bit later on. How about the Dodgers? They had themselves a weekend. How about the Rocks? Rockies hanging with them all three games, head-to-head, battle the best team in baseball, only to get knifed three times in a row. Stabbed in the heart. The Dodgers walk it off. Not only walk it off, but walk it off three times in a row. Not only walk it off three times in a row, but walk it off three times in a row with a rookie each time. And maybe it's just me, but they're off to not only their best start ever, their best start ever. It's the quietest start ever. It's kind of an issue with Major League Baseball, right? These guys are playing unbelievably. Who's talking about it? Well, I will. But besides me, who? And then you've got your Smack Off 25 recap. Lots of time for that today. At JC in Calgary tweets, Kawhi isn't going to SoCal. Keep dreaming, weaklings. Hey, JC, remember about, it's one thing, guys want to come home, right? Understand this guy's really comfortable here. Grew up in the Inland Empire. Went to San Diego State. Still has lots of friends and family in the area. Loves San Diego. So don't think for a second that that's not important. I'm just saying that might not be the end all. I think he should stay where he is. At Chris in St. Pete tweets, seeing all of the post-Smack-Off coverage, one question comes to my head. Who was more wasted, Randall or Fabian? I don't know. Yeah! I've seen the pictures. I was not there, though. I do not know. You tell me who was more wasted, Randall or Fabian.
Yeah.
At Mock Moda tweets, Rome, somehow I can picture Matt and Tyler sitting together, all depressed, and feeding each other American cheese slices.
Don't forget Mark Moda.
They both got run. Not a good day for the Canadians. I think they'll be back. They'll live to fight another day. That was not their day. What was worse? What was worse? Brad putting them on the hammock last year or this year where they both got run? Dear loser regions, you will rightfully not have claim to the title of best for another year. We continue to be above and beyond, better than you, especially all of Canada. Thanks, BIC, for reminding everybody that we are better than them. Yours, SoCal. John in Huntington Beach, wore Matt in LA, never getting a golden ticket again. Why? It's not like he abused it. He didn't get on. And by the way, before I go to break, didn't I say this for several weeks leading up to the Smack-Off? Not all of you were going to get on. There were going to be really good callers that did not get on. The year before, a winner, a Smack-Off winner, Jeff in Richmond, did not get on. I could not have made this any more clear than I did. The field was stacked. It was deep. Not everybody was going to get on. And it played out that way again. All right, short timeout. When we return, Chris Haynes, an NBA insider for Yahoo Sports, joins us. And then we are wide open until the top of hour number three. So hit anything you want, including Smack Off 25. The sun is shining. Temps heating up. You know what that means? It is finally grilling season. This season, eat like the party never ends with Kingsford. Grill burgers, chicken, corn, brats, ribs, all kinds of food with that mouth-watering, dyed-and-gone-to-heaven flavor that only Kingsford can fire up. Pick up a bag of Kingsford charcoal at your local retailer and start something big. Remember, it's not a party if you're not eating good, and you're not eating good unless you're eating food good with Kingsford.
You're listening to The Jim Rome Show.
Welcome back. I am Jim Rome. All right, phone lines are open. Hit me up right now, 1-800-636-8686. You want to do that right now because calls are coming up a little bit later on, but the phone lines are open. First things first, let's talk some more NBA. We are joined by a senior NBA insider for Yahoo Sports. He is host of the Post It Up with Chris Haynes podcast, the mastermind behind the NBA media game during the finals. He is the pride of Fresno. He is a friend of the program. He is, of course, Chris Haynes. Chris, what's going on? How are you?
Romy Rome. Always a pleasure, man.
My man. Good to talk to you. All right, so you had this report yesterday that Kawhi Leonard is going to decline his team option with the Raptors and become a free agent. Chris, many Raptor fans saw the first part of that report. They started to freak out, but should they?
Look, I think right now, if you would have asked me 3 weeks, a month ago, what Kawhi was going to do in free agency, I would have said I think he's definitely headed towards L.A. And when I say L.A., I mean most likely the Clippers. But, you know, there's been a lot you know, I actually got his uncle, Dennis Robertson, on record for a story about a month ago, I want to say, or it was right before the final started. And, you know, he talked to me about just the trust that was built there in Toronto and, you know, how things were just leaking, you know, during that last year in San Antonio, with how people were in the front office were disgruntled with thinking that Kawhi was faking an injury or he wasn't as hurt as he was. And so, you know, there was a lot of goodwill earned on the part of the Raptors even before the Raptors won that championship. And then I wrote that, you know, rival executives, you know, are telling me that they believe the Raptors are the favorites. And he's really considering re-signing with the Raptors. Now, I still think he's going to take meetings with other teams. I think the Clippers will, you know, definitely get a meeting. But, you know, as far as the Raptors' standpoint goes, you know, that love affair has grown and it's helped them expeditiously. And, you know, they got a real good shot of locking this guy back in for another year or two.
Chris Haynes joining us. All right, so your point that the Raptors had banked a bunch of goodwill even before the championship. What about the championship? How much does winning that title play into Kawhi's decision-making?
Well, you know, I remember talking to a couple people and they said, well, you know, if Kawhi won a championship, you know, he's done everything he could for Toronto. You know, that's something that they've never accomplished before, so he should be able to walk freely. But I think there is something to be said about, you know, continuing to try to see how, you know, how many you can pull out of the hat, you know, while you're there in Toronto. And so, you know, he doesn't necessarily have to, you know, sign a 4 or 5 year max. You know, the Toronto Raptors, they only want a team that can offer him a 5 year, $190 million extension. He can only get 4 years anywhere else. But, you know, he doesn't have to, you know, secure his whole future there in Toronto. He can do a 2 year deal, player option for the second year. And so I think there's something to be said about, you know, just trying to see how many you can pull out the hat there, especially with now with Golden State being vulnerable. It seemed like that championship window is just left wide open there. And so, I think that definitely helps the Raptors, you know, and their chance to retain them as well.
Chris Haynes back on the program. He joins us. And, Chris, it might be an impossible question to answer, but what is your sense as to what's motivating Kawhi as he thinks about that free agency? For instance, is it about winning titles? Is it about a high profile? Is it about money? Is it about something else? What do you think he's thinking?
No, with him, it's strictly about happiness. Happiness and comfort. Happiness, comfort, and trust. You know, those are probably the three things right there. You know, that's where things kind of eroded in San Antonio when it became a trust issue, where they felt that they felt that his condition or his situation wasn't being taken seriously. I remember when his uncle Dennis told me, he said, why would Kawhi make up a story about how severely injured he is? Like, he didn't feel he was ready. And so for his feelings not to be taken seriously, you know, that's where things just went haywire, and it felt like the relationship just couldn't have been repaired, and they had to ask out. That's why they demanded a trade. But, you know, Kawhi said it on record himself. I believe he said it during his postseason run, is that, you know, he plays the game just to have fun. You know, this is all, you know, he doesn't take it too seriously. You know, he has a couple championships under his belt already. So for him, it's all about, you know, having fun, comfortability, and trust. And I think if you look at all those things right now, there's not too many places that has those, you know, all three of those aspects, you know, other than Toronto and maybe the Clippers, you know, because that's where he can be close to home. He can also win over there and be comfortability with family. So, you know, there's a bunch of aspects to go into the whole free agency process. But with Kawhi Leonard and what he's looking for and hoping for, it's really simple in the basics.
Chris Haynes, my guest. So let me get you to finish that thought about the Clippers. Exactly what is their pitch to him, and how big of a blow would it be if he decided to stay in Toronto?
No, it would be a huge blow. It would be a huge blow. I mean, it's similar to the blow that the Boston Celtics took, because they were – preparing to try to go for Anthony Davis, you know, 2 or 3 years prior. And we've seen how that happened. Obviously, you see Kyrie Irving is out the door as well. But no, it would be a huge blow to the L.A. Clippers. Think about the season that they just had, the run that they had, with no true superstar or no true star. And they're still able to get to the playoffs and, you know, accomplish what they've accomplished. And right now, you know, well, prior to LeBron and AD coming on, prior to AD coming on board, you know, Clippers looking up as a team to, I don't think they can fully take over LA, but just as far as basketball, pure basketball standpoint, you know, they're headed in that direction. They feel like they're a one star player or a star player and a half from being a title contending team when you look at the rest of their roster. And so if they're unable to get Kawhi, that's a huge blow, because that's somebody they've been, you know, going for a few years now, preparing and planning for. So it would be a tremendous blow, because I think if you look at all the free agents, top free agents that is, that are on the market this summer, we kind of for a long time had Kawhi directly related to the Clippers. Now you take Kawhi off the board and you talk about the other top free agents, there's no real true primary link to the Clippers. So that's why, from that standpoint, if they were to lose Kawhi and he were to resign in Toronto, that's a huge blow, and it sets them back tremendously in this free agency.
Chris Haynes joining me for a few more moments. Chris, what about Kevin Durant? You spoke with him recently, and he told you, quote, "I can't be recruited." Write that, end quote. What's your sense as to what he meant by that, and what's the thing that he's looking for when he considers potential teams?
He wants it out there, like he actually said that on my podcast, when he came on my podcast, he said that as well, like, can't nobody recruit me, I won't be recruited this time. So what he means by that is that, like, you can't sway him, like there wouldn't be there's nothing you can tell him about any of these teams that he doesn't already know. And like, so it's like, I think that there's a perception that he's gullible, easily influenced. And so I think by him saying, like, man, there will be no recruit me, I'm not going to be swayed by commercial shoots, billboards, things of that nature, you know. So I think he wants it out there like that. Basically, I think he wants it out there. Basically, he knows what he's going to do, and it's going to be up to us to find out when it's time. But, you know, I think he has his mind made up. And I really do think that's probably the nuts and bolts of what he's trying to get to.
Let me ask you this. What if Golden State were able to re-sign him and Klay Thompson, could you see a scenario, Chris, where they give these guys as much time as they need to rehab, and then they rest Steph Curry and Draymond Green a lot during the season, and then just try to throw the switch in the postseason? Or maybe even punt on the entire season and then run it back in 2020-21?
Rome, I think it's more so the latter, in my personal opinion. I don't think that next year, if that scenario were to play out, first of all, they wanted, I mean, just a championship aspiration, because I don't think Klay is going to be back until after the All-Star break, if that. I think KD is probably out for the entire season, and I don't think that Stephen Curry and Draymond can get that team to the finals by themselves. So I think essentially they're going to have to punt next year anyways. But with all that being said, you know, if they do red shirt those guys, is what I would call it, red shirt Klay and Klay and KD for next year, I still think they have a couple of years of a window, a championship window, to try to get it done and try to continue that dynasty. But for next year, I think they're going to take an L for the most part.
He is a senior NBA insider for Yahoo Sports. He is the host of the Post It Up with Chris Haynes podcast. Remember, the mastermind behind the NBA media game during the finals, and the pride of Fresno, good friend of the program, Chris Haynes. Appreciate you, Chris. Thank you very much.
Appreciate you, my guy. You take care, Ron.
You too, dude. Be good. Chris Haynes doing his thing. All right. What is your reaction to that? Again, what that tells me is none of us have any idea what Kawhi is going to do. You know how I say that all the time? We don't really know any of these guys. That especially applies to Kawhi. We really do not know this guy. And when I said to Chris Haynes, what do you think it is? What makes that guy go? What makes that guy tick? What do you think that guy wants? Is it to be in a major market? Is it money? Is it rings? What? He said, I'll tell you what it is. He wants to be happy. He just wants to be happy. Looks pretty freaking happy to me right now in Toronto. I would stay there if I were him. All right, when we come back, let me open it up to you. I've got two interviews in hour number three, so we're open until the top of that hour. Rest of this hour, all of hour number two, talking about Kawhi and where you think he's going to end up. Mets implode, Dodgers doing Dodger things, and a Smack Off 25 recap. All of that's coming up. First up, though, here is your bottom of the hour sports update.
Live from Southern California, this is the Jim Rome Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Today is a great day to ask the pros. Brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. You want to go to cbssportsradio.com/askthepros. Submit a question and then listen later on. I'll answer one of yours. Remember, think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices, excellent customer service at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. One of the biggest topics on this show always is the show, but especially the day after the Smack Off. So lots of reaction there. Coming up in Hour 3, Jim Thome, Hall of Famer. Also in Hour number 3, Giants catcher Stephen Vogt. Between now and then, plenty of time for your phone calls. One line is open. Quick reaction to Smack Off 25. This is a tweet from Look at My Man Bun. Look at My Man Bun tweets. I love DA's call. But you should have taken that call at 8 a.m. Pacific. Why, Bun? The show didn't start till 9:03. Why would I do that? At Lee Harold Oswald tweets, DA made sure many others did not get on. Do I need to say this again? I said in the weeks leading up to the show, some of you will not get on. There will be good callers that do not get on. Because of the depth of the field, because of how many quality calls there were, because on the day of, weird things happen. You never know exactly how it's going to go. A few of you have made that point. Yeah, hey, Rome, the reason people didn't get on was because of DA. No, the reason people didn't get on is because people don't get on. It happens every year. It happened last year. It happened this year. And if I don't walk it off on 25 and I bring it back next year, if I haven't decided yet, if it'll happen again, if I bring it back. Jag tweets, is DA still talking about Matt in LA? Listen, DA was great. DA came in on his 40th birthday. DA has his own job. I was really appreciative that he came in. If my man was guilty of anything at all, it was being overhyped, too fired up. He's fine, man. He's good. He made it better. Hey, Rome, thanks for another great Smack Off. Number 25 was definitely one of the best. Lots of great calls. Congrats to Brad on another win. I spent Friday watching from the Lorelei. Thanks to Dave from the Lorelei for putting on the watch party. It was a good turnout. It was cool to meet other Wisconsin clones who made it out. Lots of fun and a perfect way to spend a Friday. For the record, nobody took any shots of ranch dressing. Great calls from Caleb and Benny. They did Wisco proud in the Smack Off. We definitely need a Smack Off 26. Jamie in Green Bay. If I don't walk it off on 25, if we have a 26, those two guys will be in. Romy, the notorious B.I.C., got his fifth Smack Off ring. We saw that coming from a mile away. Regards, Team Canada getting absolutely curb stomped. Geoff and Lincoln, Ward Tyler and Matt being the goose of the jungle and being slowly pulled from the water like a dead fish. Not a good day for either of those bros, which surprised me. I thought they'd have a really good day. Going to the drink, get Matt, get Brad, or get Tyler, I should say. Why is it always Ghana? Why is it always Canada? Why is it always the BIC? Why is it always Corona?
Ghana.
Corona.
Ghana.
Corona.
Ghana.
If you love it the way we love it, why is it always Corona? Rome, the BIC just showed why he is the boss. Great smack. Clearly the best ability to react in the game today. Pay the man. Regards, Scott in San Jose. I'll get into my breakdown a little bit later on, but he gets a lot of credit for that. He gets points for that. Nobody reacts as well to what happens during the day as Brad. Yeah, there's an advantage to going late, but some of you could have that same advantage and not make nearly as much out of that advantage as he does. He's just better. He's just better. That's why he's won so many times. He's just better. Everybody else needs to do better. Hey, Rome, I got a message for those two boring Canadians in the smack-off. Man's game, bitch. Sign that 6'8" JUCO basketball player who blocked Jay Stu. Jeremiah in Greenville.
Man's
really quickly,
game, bitch.
And Jay Stu referenced this during his call. He was running in some local game at the Y, I think. And there was some guy who was just jumping right out of the gym like he was some JUCO dropout or something. 6'8", nearly hitting his head on the rim. He swatted Jay Stu. Jay Stu is like 5'9", middle-aged, doesn't really get up and down too well. This guy swats Jay Stu like into the 10th row, lands, looks at him and says, man's game, bitch,
man's game,
and ran back up the floor. Great, bro. Didn't you play Division I ball or something?
Hey.
Isn't Jay Stu like 5'9" and middle-aged? Look at Jeremiah going back-to-back. Hey, Van Smack. Rick in Buffalo made me laugh. And Brad's counterattack smack was really strong. Next year, I would love to see the BIC go in the first hour and see if he can lay down smack early in the contest. Jeremiah in Greenville. Jeremiah, the guy can win from any spot on the board. As a five-time champ or the four-time champ or the defending champ, he earned the right to go last. Remember, not long before, he went first, and it looked like he was going to wire the field until he went kamikaze. Trust me. He can win from anywhere on the board. Inside post, outside post, in the middle, it doesn't matter. Dear Rome Slice, the Canadians are who we thought they were, and we ran them off the show. Signed, Denny Green. P.S., congrats on picking the Stanley Cup winner yet again. I believe you were the only one hyping the Blues all along. Give yourself some bleeping credit. I mean, for real. Brian in Missouri. I'm not that guy. I'm not the I told you so guy. I won't do that. Hey, Jim, wore Matt in Vancouver, getting curb stomped in the smack off, then getting up on Twitter with a bloodied tooth was grill and saying, I'm a man. Unwore Jeff in Southfield, turning into Jeff in San Antonio. Crybaby. Signed, Casey in New Hampshire. All right, so there is a lot of reaction, and there's more where that came from. 1-800-636-8686. All right, again. I said there was going to be a good call or two or more that did not get on the air. This guy falls in that category. Let's go to the phones right now. Mark in Boston. Mark, what's up? How are you?
Oh, hey, Jim. Whew. I'm still on hold from Friday. Did I make it? Did I carry the weekend? Hey, man, thanks for taking my call. Congrats on Smack Off 25. The weird thing about being on hold all weekend, you know that parody Larry song about Left's ears? Yeah, that dude is still singing it, like do-do-do-do-do-do. And Matt in L.A. has just been rambling on and on, from the seventh level of hell to Taco Bell, you're welcome. And I've been listening in that void for 96 hours, so if this comes across as a little bit weird, blame them. But congrats on Smack Off 25. It's great to be here on the biggest day in sports radio, the day after the Smack Off, when Mike and Indy will call to contest the results and say he won. Mike, great Beastie Boys parody dude, nailed it. Hey, I love how Mike continues to get worse each year as he continues to tell us how great he is. Mike, you will place better when your takes become as accurate as how much you stink. I'm the mediocrest there ever was, the mediocrest there ever will be. And what in the hell happened to Matt in Vancouver? I couldn't tell if he was doing a really bad phone call or a really good Mike and Indy impersonation. And what a bad look for DA. How much longer is CBS going to keep paying him when they realize a teacher from Buffalo and a stay-at-home dad in Corona are better at talking sports than him? Hey, DA, how is it possible that your call could actually make me want to hear more Matt in L.A.? Do you have any idea how hard that is, dude? And Caleb, great song, man. I am glad you and the six people who understood what was going on when you pressed play laughed. Like, I'm really looking forward to your weird, obscure, random gimmick next year that you think is going to hit really hard, but like the five people, your family in attendance, know what's going on because you explained it to them in advance. And I only say that because Friday we heard the Jason Avant song, and then you had to explain on Twitter who was singing it, where that was. Hey, buddy, a quick rule about jokes, if you have to explain them, they're not good. You're the only dude who would crowdsource the funds to buy Rome a baseball bat from a movie about basketball. Well, actually, there was that one line Rome said about it. Yeah, again, if you have to explain it, it sucks. Dude, recreate the Green Bay tour stop or something. Get Bill Plaschke to slap you in the face with a sturgeon, or get Toy Cook to do a shot of ranch. That would be a cool Toy Story, Caleb. Unfortunately, your call didn't give me a Woody or a Buzz, and this one is light years ahead of the one we heard Friday, Toy Story 4 in theaters today. And I don't know how Brad and Corona does it. I mean, it's like we have video of him at Orchids of Asia. We got him. He's busted. He's not going to get away with it again. And then Brad goes full Dukes of Hazzard and jumps the General Lee over the rest of the field, and I will not allow it any longer. A lot of folks clown Virginia for losing to a 16, and there were a lot of 16s in the field on Friday. And to shut them up, Virginia had to come back the next year and win the whole damn thing. So thank you. Thank you for not taking my call. I called this show for the first time during my brief stint in Boston, but I am Detroit-born and brought up in freaking Florida. I've got the blood of a scumbag, and I was raised by Florida Man. You want Florida Man clones? You got Florida Man. A dangerous mix. The guy who will burn down your whole neighborhood and then walk his pet alligator on a leash around the flames. Deal. He's here. You guys don't realize this. I'm not locked in here with you. You're locked in here with me. So 1 year from today, whenever it is, I am putting that crown on my head if I have to take a baseball bat to the person wearing it. Enjoy your last safe day in the jungle, boys.
Rack him and look at Mark in Boston. Hey, listen. I have not made the decision yet. Like, I'm not jerking with you. I'm not messing around. I really don't know. Like, 25, that silver anniversary sounds really tight to me. It sounds like a nice fat number to walk off on. It seems like a really nice event to walk it off on. Remember, we did this for the tour stops. The tour stops were hugely successful for a long time. And then we decided, you know what? They don't make so much sense anymore at this level, because it's just gotten too big. And there's only a small or a finite universe of stations that can host something like this. I think I'm going to shut it down. And then maybe we'll bring it back. Or maybe we won't. I feel that way about the Smack Off. Now, granted, I did feel that way at 20. I said the same things. This is a good one to walk it off on. That's a nice fat number. Maybe 20 is the way to go. But then a lot of you said, don't do it. Don't do it. Bring it back. And then I'm so glad that I did. And then we got to 25. And now I'm starting to think again, maybe I walk it off on 25. I mean, I don't want that thing to come up flat on 26. And then for whatever reason, I'm chasing on 27, and it's worse. That said, when I hear a guy like that show up the day after the event or the show after the event, and he says, hey, look, Rome, yeah, it's disappointing. I wanted to get on. I didn't get on. That's fine. I get it. I understand. I understand the nature of the event, but know this. I'm pissed. Now I'm really pissed. That's the chip on my shoulder that I needed. I will be angrier and better because of this. When I hear a guy like that handle that adversity like that and respond like that, that's not reason in and of itself enough to bring the thing back, but it's a reason for. That's definitely a pro. That's on that side of the list. That makes me think, you know what? There is at least one reason to bring it back. Tommy from NC tweets, holy crap, Mark in Boston is the people's champ. He held that really well. Really well. We're open phones next segment in my recap of the event coming up.